Welcome back to Living the Dream. We are in the studio today with our special guest, author, speaker, and trainer John Richardson. Our regular host, Marie Waite, is out today. She will be back next week for our next show. And today we're talking all about time. When we left off, we were talking about turning off distractions, getting all that fluff, all those urgent things off our schedule so we can focus on what's important. And we started by asking the question, how much time do we have? And the answer is, well, not very much. And we also explored the truth that everybody gets the exact same amount of time, no matter who they are. The one thing about time is, it doesn't matter how much money you have, where you live, your popularity, what you do for a living, what your position is, your language, your education, handicaps, how smart you are. It doesn't matter. No. You get the same amount of time as everybody else. You can't trade it with somebody else either. Yeah. I can't go and do some deal to get 3 hours of someone else's time to add to my day. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the other thing is, we can't stop time. You know, some people say, yeah, I just stop doing this or whatever. We can't stop time.
It just keeps moving, doesn't it?
It just keeps moving.
It just keeps going. And every second is another second gone by, and we can't get that back again. They say it's a vapor. It just escapes. You can't hold it in your hands. Well, there's another answer to that question, how much time do we have? When I think about how much time do we have, while it's true that every single person gets the exact same amount of time, there's another truth that's exactly the opposite and seems to contradict it, but it's also true. Every single person gets a different amount of time than anybody else, and nobody knows how much they get. Some people live to 110 years old.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Right? Not very many, but some people do.
Yeah.
Some people, maybe they live just really long lives, not exceptionally, so they live 90 years plus. They live a good long life. Some people have average lives. Life expectancies are around 80 to 85 right now, something like that, in the United States. Some people, they make it the AARP list, but they never make it to old age, so maybe they're in the 65 range, somewhere there. Other people make it to middle age, and that's it. It's sad. We have some people that are knocked out of their prime, their 30s or their 40s.
Yes.
Some go way too early because of illness, injury, accidents, those type of things. Who knows what, in their 20s or 30s they're gone. And then there's some people that never see a day on this planet. They maybe die in their youth, or they just never make it. So everybody gets a different amount of time, and nobody knows how much time they get. Even if your doctor tells you got 6 months left, is that really exactly 6 months? Can you clock that on the calendar?
No.
I know people that have told they have 6 months left, and around 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, they're still kicking around. Other people, they're told you got 6 months to live, and 90 days later, they're gone.
Yeah.
So we never know when we're going to go. We don't know how much time we have. And I find that to be a real conundrum, a real puzzle, that on the one hand, everybody gets the same amount of time. On the other hand, everybody gets a totally different amount of time, and nobody knows how much time they get.
Yeah, and that's one of the important things about managing your time, and specifically coming up with a time management system that works for you, that allows you to do the things you really want to do, and put aside the things that aren't so important. And I'll tell you, Steve, one of the best ways to do that, there's one word that allows you to do that, and that's to say no. There's a fellow named Greg McKeown that wrote a new book called Essentialism, and his whole point was to really move on with life and to become successful, you've got to say no to things that are non-essential.
I thought that was Nancy Reagan that said say no.
She did too. She was onto something, I think, back then. But that's the whole idea. Let's say you're going to college and you're thinking, gosh, do I want to be a doctor or a lawyer? Back in your college days, if you were to make one decision back then and just say, okay, I'm not going to be a lawyer, I'm going to be a doctor, think about all the decisions that you don't have to make in the future, because you've made one decision right then and there. You just said, okay, I am going on that doctor track, the lawyer is off to the side, instead of spending years going back and forth trying to figure out where you're going.
So now what does that do for someone like me that's still trying to figure out what I want to do when I grow up?
Yeah, that's it. The sooner you can make those big decisions, the fewer real critical decisions you need to make down the road. And those decisions and a lot of those things that you would have to do, if you're going back and forth and you're taking tests to become a lawyer and all those things, you got a lot of time spent on something that only one of them can come true. Making that decision up front allows you to spend quality time becoming a doctor versus trying to figure out where you're going up front. So that's one way of just saying no up front, saying no to things that, you know, aren't important.
So in order to know what to say no to, we need to have some idea of what we're about and where we're going. And that means we do need to take some additional time to plan out and really evaluate, examine ourselves and decide which direction am I going and right. make a plan. Then all the decisions just need to fit into the plan. And I think at that point you're not spending time, you're investing time.
Yeah.
You are investing time, you take extra time to put into planning things so you know what you're about. You know who you are, what you are, and why you're doing what you're doing. And you've got an idea of where you're going. And now the decisions are easier. So you invested that time up front, but you saved a lot of time later because it's really easy. Instead of agonizing and spending days and talking to your friends and all the stuff we do, meditating over it, we can just simply say, you know, that's not a fit. No.
Yeah. And the sooner you make that decision and set that goal, and then you say no to other things, the sooner you're going to achieve that goal. You know, distractions are the killer, and they come up in all sorts of insidious ways. And with modern technology, it hasn't helped any. It is really hurt in so many ways. We've got more distractions than we've ever had. It used to be we just had TV. Now we have computers and video games and things that, you know, when I was younger, I never would have even thought of. But the more of this technology and the more of these things that we have, the harder it is to focus on that one true item that we really want to and need to accomplish.
And I think that's interesting that we need to cut out a lot of the distractions. And I remember being told when I was in school that the computers in this age, they talked about being able to talk on the computer and see people and send messages instantly and send pictures instantly and those type of things, which sounded like a fantasy world back then. But they talked about how that would be such a time saver. And we'd have all the information we needed, we'd all be very well informed, and we'd all have plenty of time then to do what we wanted because the computers would save all this time. Is that really the way it's worked out?
No, it's actually become an electronic leash. You know, think about your smartphone. Oh my gosh, you know, somebody knows, you know, where you're at or wants to know where you're at any particular time. Now that they can get in touch with you, they're going to call you, you know, 12 or up to 24 hours a day. Hey, Steve, where are you at? Steve, let me send you a tweet. Hey, Steve, let me send you a Facebook post. It's crazy. And, you know, I don't know where this all ends. They just keep inventing new things that we have to deal with.
Well, we're going to take another short break. When we come back, I want to follow up with another question that I'm going to ask you about time, and we're going to explore where that goes. I am in the studio today with our special guest, John Richardson, and this is Living the Dream. I am Steve Matley. We'll be right back after this break.